The flooding in Pakistan has reached its final stage. On its way down the Indus River, floodwater displaced millions of people. And in the last parts of the river before reaching the Arabian Sea, the high water affected 500,000 more. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled through the province of Sindh.
A huge expanse of the delta area that flows into the Arabian Sea is now covered with water. While floodwaters are beginning to recede in other parts of the country, they continued to rise around us yesterday outside Tata, a 700-year-old delta city 2 hours east of Karachi. Furious residents blocked a road with stones and tree branches in a bid to force the government to stop the breaches in the canals, levees, and embankments. The water surged into the town of Sujawa late yesterday, putting the city center under 5 feet of water. The southern Sindh farming town has been cut off from the rest of the province. 95% of the inhabitants of the area had already evacuated. They joined the throngs of evacuees from the city of Tata and its surrounding villages. They are massed on roadsides, hillsides, rocks, and in cemeteries by the hundreds of thousands. They are collecting their own firewood. They are sleeping under the stars, their animals tethered to the same rickety canopies that are the only protection families have from the elements. But with the flow of the river decreasing, authorities expect the displaced to begin returning to their flood-ravaged homes within the week. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.